flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 106 and it is cold outside. Did you hear Al Shock? He just said -1 overnight. And this is how I know it's cold outside. I don't have to tell my teenager to put on a jacket. When I don't have to tell him to put on a jacket, that's my cue for me that it is very, very, very cold outside. So he went out to Target today. I had bought him some clothes yesterday. You know, I don't know about y'all, but I don't let my kids pick out their own clothes. I buy all the clothes. We'll talk about that later. But he didn't like anything I picked out. And I think he got a hold of Chad or Chad got a hold of him because this morning he woke up and took everything back. All of it. And so when he was going out to warm up his car, he put a coat on. I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, yes, indeedy. Yes, indeed. It is cold outside. But you know what's heating up? Women homebuyers. Women, especially singles, are making a large share of the real estate market. And that's amazing because this has happened just over the span of 60 years. 60 years ago, women couldn't even get a credit card or a mortgage without a male cosigner. Now, single women own more homes than single men. Solo women homebuyers keep rising, accounting for over 18% of mortgage applications in 2023. Now, here in our great state, our census data says 12.2% of homes in Minnesota are owned by single women. And that's more because only 10% of homes in the state of Minnesota are owned by single women. Man, I say, hey, girlfriend, you go. You go, girl. But, you know, I want to make sure to back this train up because as more women decide, you know what, I'm not going to wait to get married. I'm not going to wait till everything lines up. I'm going to go out here and I'm going to buy me a house and I'm going to make a home for myself. And, you know, if I find a male suitor, that's great. If I don't, hey, now, I got my own place. It's my house, like Donna Ross says, and I live here. I need to figure out about the interest rates. Okay? Everybody's got New Year's resolutions. Is it a good time to buy? So I said, let me call my friend Steven Spears. He's a senior vice president of Twin Cities Community Banking at Bremer, and he is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Good afternoon, Steven.
Good afternoon, Shaletta. Thank you for having me this afternoon. I'm looking forward to the conversation.
I was just amazed when I pulled up my email and saw that Axios newsletter about women buying more homes than men. But, you know, when I look around at my circle, my friend Sonia Brown just bought a house. My friend Angela just moved to Philadelphia to be closer to her daughter at NYU. She bought a house. This is just such a departure from 60 years ago when women couldn't buy a house without a man.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting development. I think that it probably speaks to just the fact of we hear a lot about home ownership today, and we hear a lot about interest rates, as you said, and we hear a lot about preparing for home ownership. And I think that that's just raising the interest across the board from everyone. And there's this tremendous amount of opportunity out there now for individuals, first-time home buyers. So I'm sure that that probably leads to the influx of what you would consider to be the non-traditional home buyer, right? Because the traditional home buyer is what you would think of as that nuclear family, husband and wife. But I think that home ownership is for everyone, everyone that is prepared themselves to be a successful homeowner. And that's really what we focus on at Bremer, is ensuring that we help everyone, you know, whether it's your traditional family or it is your single buyer, be prepared for home ownership and be prepared to be a successful homeowner.
And that's the thing. You have to get prepared. You can't just wake up and decide, I want to buy a house today. It's not like a pair of jeans. It's not a pair of earrings. It's not even like a car. It doesn't work like that. And I know at Bremer, you all prep your customers and the folks who trust you to make those big financial decisions for themselves and their families. And the three main things that I've learned from Bremer since I started my business is credit, income, and putting it all together. But when we're talking about home ownership, and the main thing that folks want to know about as they get prepared, is this is on their New Year's resolution list, Stephen, is this is something they want to do that they've never done before. Talk to me about the first steps.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you mentioned a bit ago about interest rates. So I know that everyone is thinking about interest rates, and we're hearing about the cost of housing and how much homes have appreciated and the cost of home ownership and whether or not, you know, now is a good time to buy. And I would just simply say, and I think I've shared this with you before, it's always a good time to buy the house if you are prepared to buy the house. And being prepared to buy a home is really making sure that you've done your homework and really kind of focused on those three things that you just kind of spoke about. And that is, the majority of us that go out to buy a home or will have to take out a mortgage. And one of the bigger steps in taking out a mortgage is making sure that you are credit worthy. So understanding your credit profile, understanding what your credit score is, that's a big component of what is needed to be understood and researched, and making sure that you're comfortable and understanding that you have your credit in a place where you can go out and get a loan. The other thing is just making sure that you have your financial house in order, that you've done your good budgeting behaviors and budgeting discipline, and you know that you can afford a mortgage, and you even have an idea of how much of a mortgage that you can afford. And that's what I really would refer to as kind of putting it all together. And you put it all together by understanding, you know what, I've done my work, I have my job, I have my income, I have my credit score that's worthy of getting a mortgage. Now I need to understand what type of mortgage is best for me and what type of assistance is out there potentially that can help me get into a home. Because what I would say, Shaletta, is that we're sitting at a time now where housing prices are up, but what also is up is the ability for homeowner or down payment assistance. So we often think about individuals in the marketplace that are either at, near, or potentially below the area median income. But we are very, very appreciative in this state right now where we have an unprecedented amount of down payment assistance that may be coming to market this year, which I would say, along with the fact that interest rates have neutralized, housing prices have neutralized, places like Bremer are making sure that everyone is informed and understanding these things. This is really a perfect time to be thinking about getting your house in order so that you can go out and buy your home. And that is understanding and getting informed and coming to a place like Bremer or other folks out there to make sure that you have all the information possible, because in buying a home, information is key.
Okay, speaking of information, we're talking to Stephen Spears. He's a senior vice president, Twin Cities Community Banking at Bremer Bank. And Stephen, you know, as people are listening and that buying a home is on their bucket list, they say they want to do it before December 31st, 2024. They're not waiting on a spouse. They're not waiting on the lottery to hit. They're going to go ahead and do this thing the way that it is supposed to be done. And what you're saying is so foreign to some folks. You know, if you've been written all your life, you know, talking about pulling credit scores and savings and loans, it sounds overwhelming. You know, what's the first step? If somebody wants to take a baby step, what's the first step?
Yeah, well, you're exactly right. You know, but that is what is the biggest fear in purchasing a home, is that it is a complicated transaction. In fact, I'm out today at one of our opportunities where we're working with a group of first-time home buyers, and I was asked a question an hour ago that I haven't even stepped back and think about. So it is a complicated process. The first step, I would say, and I've said this to you before, is to make contact with and work with someone that you trust that is informed in this area. And that's certainly what we do here at Bremer. It's kind of pride ourselves that all of our mortgage loan officers, and we also have an individual in our marketplace that's our community impact officer, Trent Bowman, which I know that you spoke to before, that his job is 100% focused on having consultations with individuals to ensure that they are informed and ready to become a successful homeowner. I know that as you spoke with Trent before, one of his keys is starting off with credit, understanding credit. That is the biggest component of being able to get the most affordable mortgage, is making sure that you have the best credit score possible. And understanding how to qualify from an income standpoint would be the second step. And then third would just be understanding the mortgage products that are available. Each of those components, Shalette, are very, very, very difficult, and we certainly probably can't do it justice in one conversation. And I would love to come back and continue this conversation with you throughout this year. And whether it's myself or my colleague Trent Bowman, we can certainly come on and kind of share our insights as it pertains to credit, as it pertains to having income, and how does it help you qualify for the mortgage, and how can you determine how much of a mortgage or how much of a home you can buy. And then also talk about what type of products are out there and what type of financial assistance can be out there from a down payment standpoint. So would love to continue the conversation throughout this year and just dive deeper into each of these subjects that are very, very crucial to understanding how to become a successful homeowner.
And we've got to do that, because we could spend the next 2 hours of this show rescheduling guests and just talking about this, because, you know, anybody who has this on their list, I want to make sure that they are successful in getting that done. You know, my grandmother, my great grandmother, they never owned a home. And my mother was the first person in our family to buy a house. And so I want to make sure that, you know, when somebody passes on a legacy, that there's some property involved in that. And there's so much, you know, my mother was able to send us to college because she bought a home. You know, there's so many other opportunities that are available. But I want to know before I let you go, because, you know, you have your finger on the pulse of this. This is your business, right? Just because somebody wants to buy a house doesn't mean it's a good time to buy a house, just because it's on their list of things to do. Is this a good time to buy?
You know, as I said before, the best time to buy a home is not necessarily when you think the interest rates are the lowest or the home prices are the lowest. It really does center on, are you prepared and are you ready to buy? I would say that right now, this year, at this point in time, particularly in our state, is presenting some very unique opportunities for first-time home buyers, or those buyers that are either at, near, or below the area median income, because there is going to be an unprecedented amount of financial assistance or down payment assistance coming to market that people can take advantage of. So if you have done your homework and you've understood and you've worked with an individual like Trent Bowman here or myself at Bremer Bank to understand, and you feel like you are confident in all the areas of home ownership and understanding how to do those things, then it is always a perfect time to buy. So interest rates, we've talked about that a few times already in this conversation. They're certainly higher than what they have been in recent history, meaning in the last 5 years. But historically, they're still at a historical low. So interest rates are at a point in time where that should not be a significant factor. The real factor is, are you ready? Are you personally ready? Are you informed? And do you feel like you have the information that you need to be a successful homeowner? If you're there, then now is a perfect time to buy.
Okay. So I need you to tell folks how they can get in touch with you and Trent, because I'm going to have you back on the show. But before then, if they have any questions, because a lot of people who want to buy a home, honestly, Stephen, are unbanked. And they got money sitting in a PayPal account or a Venmo account. And you can't buy a home on PayPal. You can't buy a home on Venmo. You have to be connected to a trusted lender in your community.
Absolutely. And I would just immediately ask everyone to reach out. As I said, Trent Bowman is in our Brooklyn Center branch, but we have branches throughout the Twin Cities. But the probably the most convenient way to reach any of us is just look us up on Bremer.com. We have tons of information out on our website pertaining to the mortgage products. Can really be a very good start for potential homeowners. But then certainly just reach out, and I'll just reiterate the names Trent Bowman and Stephen Sears at Bremer. But you can look us up on Bremer.com, and we will certainly make the time and place to share the information that we have and make sure that you are prepared to be a successful homeowner.
All right. Well, I'm going to hold you to that. You just pinky promised me on the radio that you are coming back. So when we call you or Trent, we're going to ask you all to come back, because if there's anybody who has being a first-time homeowner on that list, or they may be the first person in their family in several generations to own a home, I just want to be able to use this show as a platform and an opportunity to get them the information they need to get that done.
Anytime. And Shaletta, I just appreciate your support of this huge endeavor for everyone. As you said, it's an important step in one's life, and we want to help make sure that they are prepared. And we really appreciate your advocacy for this as well. So thank you.
All right. And you all stick around. We've got more to come. It is 1:24. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Now, let me just say, the highlight of my week was the University of Minnesota's dance team. Baby, I mean, I saw the video. Have y'all watched it? I saw the video. And the routine and the complexity and how they're all together and they're synchronized. I mean, it was just, it left me with my mouth open. I called my kids over and I'm like, hey, y'all come watch this. And as we were watching it, at least 100 people were retweeting and liking it. And the next thing you know, Aerosmith. Yeah, that Aerosmith. They responded to the viral University of Minnesota dance team Dream On routine. The band posted a compilation of the dance team performance on Instagram, and it's got hundreds of thousands of likes. It's just amazing. They had the jazz routine set to Aerosmith's hit Dream On. Back, I was 1 year old when the song came out. And the band was just so blown away that they posted it and tagged the team. And it has just been amazing. Dance troops all around the world, little girls, are looking up to our own University of Minnesota dance team. Now, the head coach of the dance team, Amanda Gaines, is just talking about how amazing this is. She said, truly losing my mind over here. Hey, Aerosmith, thanks for making such an iconic song that was a dream to dance to. And, you know, she's just talking about how happy she is to see the post and to see, you know, this team get the recognition that they deserve, because you know what? This dance team has been kicking it for a long time, and they've won all kinds of trophies, and they've been in all kinds of competition where they just left no doubt who the best is. And that's the thing that I love, 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 love so much about social media, right? People say, get off the computer, stay off of the internet, don't go on social media. There's even some churches out there like, I'm not going on social media for Lent, or we're doing a Daniel fast and we're fasting from social media. Girl, you better get on social media, because that's where the money is. You know, social media, and I keep telling people this, it's the great equalizer. It's a game changer. I mean, Aerosmith would have never heard about the University of Minnesota dance team. They would never have been able to post about it. They would have never been able to give these young ladies the recognition that they deserved for an amazing routine had it not been for social media. Now, dance teams across the country, young girls, high schools, and colleges alike, have one team on their mind, one team that they're thinking about. University of Minnesota. That doesn't happen without social media posts. So when my kids tell me, mommy, you're on social media too much, I look at them and I say, do you want to eat? Do you want this light bill to stay on? Do you enjoy having the house nice and warm? The 9-seater outside. Do you want me to make sure that it has gas in it? Because it could just sit there and not go anywhere. Because this social media is the great equalizer. It is a game changer. Aerosmith would have just kind of heard about it. Yeah, you heard? Oh, yeah, some team in, yeah, your dance team in Minnesota, Montana, Michigan, somewhere. I can't remember where. But, yeah, they were dancing to your song. Oh, I bet it was nice. And then that would have been the end of the conversation. But to have social media and Aerosmith be able to see that video and then have an opportunity to post it to all of their millions of fans, tagging the University of Minnesota dance team, showing the clip, and then other people start tagging and forwarding and putting that information out there. And the next thing you know, our girls are going viral. Who knows? They might be in the next Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade because everybody is talking about them. That doesn't happen without social media. It doesn't. Does not take place. Does not take place. So the next time somebody tries to tell you to get off social media, take a fast from Facebook, they call it the Facebook fast, don't post so much, you tell them hush. Hush. Because Aerosmith might just be waiting for you. Now, you better wait for me, because when I come back, I'm going to introduce you to one of the sweetest, nicest ladies you've ever wanted to meet. She's got a new book out, and she is joining me on The Shaletta Show next.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Whenever I am out in community doing anything, there are a dedicated group of folks who show up. Whether it is autism awareness or something for business owners or a community event for senior citizens, it does not matter what the cause. These folks find out where I'm going to be and they show up and they absolutely support me. And I can't tell you how grateful I am for these folks. You know, just knowing that they'll be there and they'll say, Shaletta, how can we help? What do you need me to do? Do you need me to pack some boxes? You need me to watch the kids? And it's just so refreshing to have community helpers. And that's what I call this next guest, because she is one of my most loyal and fiercest community helpers. Last year for Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol, she was there. She stayed until the end. She was greeting guests and, you know, hugging me and telling me what a good job I did. And that meant so much to have her support. So since she supports me, I've got to support her, because award-winning author, illustrator, songwriter, actor, and producer M. Ann Pritchard has a new book out, and she is joining us right now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline to tell us all about it. M. Ann, thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm so honored to be on the Shaletta Show.
You know what? We have been trying to do this since forever. So I am so glad that the stars finally aligned and your busy schedule lined up with my busy schedule and you can be on the program today. Now, you got to tell me all about The Spirit of 16. That is your new book, which you so kindly and graciously sent me a copy of that I absolutely enjoyed.
Oh, I'm so happy that you enjoyed it. The Spirit of 16 is based on a true story. This is a story of love, hate, ruthless betrayal, fear, faith, forgiveness, and courage. A young woman, Gloria Ann Freely, has a difficult time trusting anyone and making her own decisions. She wants to learn how to overcome her fears. After going through many trials and tribulations in her life, Gloria Ann finds strength in faith and forgiveness. Things can happen to anyone, anywhere, and at any time in her life, But with faith in God, you can get through anything.
Now, you know, a lot of times, and when people are putting books together or they're writing music or they're doing any number of things, you know, the industry, and you know this as well as I do, they don't want to talk about God. They don't want to talk about faith. But that is front and center in your new book, The Spirit of 16. Did you have any pushback from your publishers when you decided that this was the route you were going to take?
Well, believe it or not, some people even looked at the cover and they said, well, what is this? You know, I don't understand. Oh, I don't know if this will go well. I don't know, you know, in God, you know, everybody doesn't believe in God. And I said, I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for our God above.
Yeah. And yeah, I just like the testimony and your strength and witness. And a lot of times people will take that out, or they will write around it, or they will talk in coded language. But you made it so plain and so perfectly clear where strength comes from, how you're going to forgive. And people are wondering why. Well, you know, I just can't forgive them, or I just can't move on. It's because you're trying to do it all by yourself. But one of the things this book reminded me of, that I can do anything as long as I got some help from above, because I can't do nothing by myself.
So true. So true.
Now, what kind of feedback are you getting from people who have read the book?
Oh, it's unbelievable. I was so heartfelt touched with all the positivity. And a lot of them, they'd say, well, you just put me on a roller coaster emotional.
Yeah, it was.
Time, because I felt so much. I cried some. I laughed some. I was just cheering on. Oh, that was the greatest roller coaster book that I've ever read. It just warmed my heart, and they talked about how it really inspired them, and it helped encourage them to gain strength.
And, you know,
the courage to be themselves, you know.
Yeah. It just, you know, I was talking to Joe Schmidt last hour. He's got a new children's book coming out as well. And he talked about all the hard work it takes to write a book. And for some folks who are listening, writing a book in 2024 is on their list of resolutions. They've got a book in them. They've been wanting to write a book. They've been putting it off and putting it off. Now they're listening to you. They're listening to Joe. They're thinking, maybe this is the year that I finally write this book. Maybe this is the year that I finally put the pen on the paper and start crafting these stories and these characters. What advice would you give somebody?
I would say, no matter what anybody says to them, if you have a dream, you go for it. Don't ever give up, and it's never too late. If you have that story inside you and you feel the world needs to hear it, please get it out, because everyone has a story. And everyone has a different story. Everyone has a story that we all can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever forget that. We can all be a glory in freely, like in my book. There's a lot of us out here that can relate, and it can help us.
Now, tell me where people can get a copy of this book, because you were so kind to send me mine. I didn't have to run out to Red Balloon or Moon Palace or Gully Wobble. I just went to the mailbox and got mine. But for folks who are out there, they're looking for something new to read. It's cold. Ain't nobody trying to go outside and it's cold. We need us a good new book to keep us warm and to keep us laughing and to make us think.
Amazon.com, the Minnesota Black Authors Expo.com, Strive Bookstore, and my website, mapcreations.com, or anywhere where books are sold. And if they don't have my book, please request that they special order it for you.
Yeah,
I'm glad you did.
Well, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show and sharing this journey with us. I know writing a book is not an easy process to keep these characters engaged and entertaining for the readers is a whole different ballgame. And then you talk about storylines and how do you start it? How do you make it interesting all the way through? And how do you close that out? So I know you drained. I know you was tired, because that is a labor of love.
Yes, and I have to share this. Once I finally had released it, I cried like a baby in my daughter's arms. I said, praise God, it's done. It was hard. It was very emotionally hard to get through, but I did it.
Well, you know, I just want to back up a minute because there's some folks out here who are saying, well, you know what? I'm 60. So if I haven't done it now, I'm not going to worry about doing it. Well, you know what? I'm 70. And I had an idea for writing a children's book when I was younger, but I didn't do it. And it's too late. You know, I just believe, Miss Ann, that it is never too late to go after your dream. Talk to me about that, because you could have just not done this. I mean, we ain't no spring chickens. We ain't got to tell how old we are if you don't want to, but we ain't no spring chickens. And writing a book is a lot of work. And you took the time to do that even in your latter years because you had a dream.
Oh, yes. And when I wrote my first book, Feel the Pill and Friends, Making Positive Choices, I was a 50-year-old grandma. And in my second book, I was older than that, Val's World, featuring a family unity roundtable. And now my third book, and still not my last, though, The Spirit of 16.
Mm-hmm.
I'm well over 65, and as my birthday comes up pretty soon, I'm going to be a 69-year-old grandma.
With a new book.
I'm getting old, Shaletta.
With a new book, but you are young at heart and you are keeping busy and you are realizing your dreams. And I just want anybody out there, whether you are 69, 59, 29, or 109, if you got a dream, whether that is to make a short film or write a book, you know, go out and do that. Don't let age stop you. Look at M. Ann Pritchard. Getting ready to be a 69-year-old grandma writing roller coaster books that got me happy and laughing and peeing on myself and crying. I almost got dehydrated trying to read this book because it was just, you know, I know it took you a lot to write it because it took me a lot to read it. But I just felt like I wanted to have you on the show, not just to say congratulations on this book because that is a labor of love, but also as an example and a role model for those of us who think, you know what? My time is past. I'm going to let the young people do it. I had a chance and I didn't take advantage of it. So I'm just going to retire and I'm not going to worry about it. But you went out there and you realized your dream, girl.
Oh, yes. And if I can say it real quick, I wrote this book for anyone over the age of 14 who likes to read books that are based on a true story and wants to read a book that keeps them engaged through the end. Also, anyone that has gone through domestic violence or in toxic relationships, or anyone has gone through any kind of trauma or know someone who has. And this is especially for the trauma centers, the counselors, the high schools, colleges, battered women's shelters, mental health centers, book clubs. This book can be used as a tool to help you get through your trauma.
Well, I thank you so much for telling this story, for getting it out there, for showing us what perseverance looks like. M. Ann Pritchard, get her book, The Spirit of 16. You can find it on Amazon or wherever books are sold. I always like to shout out our local bookstores so that if you are buying books, whether it is the new Joe Mauer book or it is The Spirit of 16, Red Balloon Books in St. Paul. If you don't want to get out, call them. Go online. They'll send it to you. You can call them on the phone if you don't have a computer. Moon Palace Books, Gully Wobbles. Those are all our bookstores here in the Twin Cities. Kowalski's has a book section. They can also order it for you. So I just want to make sure as we support M. Ann Pritchard, a local Twin Cities author, that we also support our local Twin Cities bookstores. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. It is 1:48. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It is 10 degrees outside. That is the high for today. That's the high. But still, I tell you, this takes dedication. This takes dedication. I saw it and I didn't know what was going on. I remember when I first moved to Minnesota, I was like, why all those people outside digging in the snow, digging in the cold? What is happening over here? Or did somebody lose something? I just remember I was living in St. Paul, the first house we ever bought on Burns Avenue in 94 between White Bear and 1061. And they were at the park right down the street from our house where we always went walking on the trail. And I'm like, what in the world is happening? This is ridiculous. All these people, did they lose something? So I remember getting some nosy. I pulled up and they were like, we're looking for the medallion. And I said, Lord have mercy, what kind of medallion is it? Did Michael Jackson come over here and lose a medallion? Because he was still alive at the time. I didn't know what was going on. What kind of medallion would have grown adult men, women, and some of their children out in sub-zero temperatures hunting? Well, I later found out it was a 2024 Pioneer Press treasure hunt. And guess what, y'all? It is underway again. The medallion has been hidden. New hints are published every day until Thursday, February 1st, or until the medallion is found. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm not really good with clue games like the charades or where you have to tell a clue and then you have to guess and all this. That's not my area of expertise. Right. And there's some people that are really, really good with clue games. And so what I would do if I was trying to find the hidden medallion in this year's Pioneer Press treasure hunt, where you could win $10,000. $10,000. That's why they was digging. I didn't know. I was about to make fun of them. And then by the time they told me what was going on, I was out there digging, too. So this is the thing. So if you're not really good with clues, like me, if you're not that good, just ride around and find the people digging and start digging with them. You don't have to worry about it. Just ride around to, you know, neighborhood and you see a bunch of people digging and looking around. Just get out and look, too, because they figured out the clue. You don't have to. You just go where they go. It's kind of like when you're on a Price is Right and you're down there in Contestants Row and there's somebody who's really good at bidding what the cost of the washing machine is or the blender or the jewelry that the lovely Diane is holding. And they say $8.95. And you say $8.96. Because you had no idea how much it was, but $8.95 sounds great. Turns out it was $900. And you get up to the Showcase Showdown and they still down in Contestants Row. This is not cheating. This is being resourceful. So, if you want to participate in the 2024 Pioneer Press Treasure Hunt Medallion and you want to win at $10,000 and you're not good with clues like I am, just ride around, look for people digging in a park or a neighborhood on the side of the road, get out and start digging too. Now, they say that the best way to do this is follow the clues. They say they publish the new hints every Thursday or until the medallion is found. They're supposed to cut off February 1st. But you know what? Folks are so smart in Minnesota. They never go all the way to the end. Right. And here's the next clue, because I want y'all to win at $10,000. They said the medallion is hidden on public land in Ramsey County, with a few exceptions. The medallion will not be hidden on the state capitol grounds, so don't go to the capitol with your shovels, because I don't want nobody to think we're having an insurrection or something, okay? It won't be at Como Zoo, Rice Park, or Mounds Park. So that's what they're letting us know. It will also not be under any skating surfaces. They don't want you digging up, tearing up the concrete to find the medallion. They said no golf courses. So don't go over there ruining the golf courses in Ramsey County because you're shoveling the snow and you're messing up the grass trying to dig up the medallion because it won't be there. Now, this one, I don't know if we can abide by this. If we're digging for $10,000, I might not be able to follow rule number three that they have for the Pioneer Press medallion treasure hunt. They said be courteous. They says, please do not destroy anything to find the medallion. And this is how for real they are about it. They said, we're serious about this. When you are hunting, you must abide by all the laws and requests of police officers. Folks don't want to hear anything the police have to say. We got $10,000 on the line. I just spent all my money on my kids' Christmas toys. The mortgage is overdue. And underneath here somewhere is a $10,000 medallion. So I don't know. I don't know if I could be courteous. They said be a courteous hunter. And I was just like, I'm not sure. So I'm going to skip over number three. Number four, they said some fine print. No purchase is necessary. And if the medallion is not found by 11:59 p.m. on February 1st, 2024, the hunt ends and the Pioneer Press may donate the money to a local charity. Who wants that? Who wants that? We want that money. Now, they said that if you find the medallion, promptly call the phone number on the back of the medallion. Now, it's just me. I don't trust people. Okay? So if I was out there and I found the medallion, I would not tell anybody until I got home. I was like, hey, y'all, I'm just tired. Yeah, I'm just going to go lay down. It's been a long day y'all, I'm going to leave my shovel and everything. In fact, I'm going to leave my car. I'm just going to run home because I got that adrenaline. I don't know if I would call and tell everybody while I'm out there. Because, you know, you out there with a bunch of treasure hunters. Everybody done turned into a winter pirate. I don't think that I would let anybody know. So they said there's a phone number on the back. Call that number. They said if you find the medallion itself, you can win $2,500 plus another $2,500. If you bring in all the published daily clues, you can clip them or copy them from the Pioneer Press or reprint it from their website. And if you have a registered Pioneer Press treasure hunt patch, when you find the medallion, you can win an additional $5,000 for a maximum prize of $10,000. So this is kind of like when I was on Ellen's Game of Games and they said you could win $100,000. You can't just win $100,000. First, you got to go through round one. Then you got to go through round two. Then you got to go through round three. And then you got to go through round four before you actually sit down with Ellen to answer the questions to get to the $100,000. I didn't make it out of round one. So it was really difficult for me to figure out how anybody was going to win $100,000. Mm-hmm. We had to go through all these rounds. So in order to get the maximum prize of $10,000, you're going to have to bring all the clues, clip or copy them, right? Then get the registered patch. That way, when you find the medallion, you'll get the maximum prize. Because I want you to get all, I don't want you to find the medallion, turn it in, and only get $2,500 because you didn't have the clues, right? You didn't have the patch. You got to have all those things in order to get the maximum prize. And I know you would be so mad. I know you would be so upset. If you found that medallion, got excited, called, turned it in, and they gave you a little stinky check for $2,500. And then you would say, well, Shaletta said on CCO radio that the maximum prize was $10,000. You got to do all the other stuff first. Now, if you want to keep updated on the clues and the hunt, there's an automated hotline, 651-228-5547. That's 651-228-5547. Happy hunting. We'll be back on the Shaletta Show.